Sometimes it takes more than one person to create a masterpiece. Many writers, composers, and movie directors love collaborations. Their goal is to educate, entertain, and sometimes even confuse the audience. Learn how a group of journalists wrote a deliberately bad novel under a made-up name and received rave reviews. Discover why robots are taking over human jobs and discover the pluses and minuses of human-android teamwork. Listen to our special series, Creating Together, The Art of Collaboration. Hollywood has strict rules when it comes to movie episode timing. But if you are a famous director like Martin Scorsese, you can let your character, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, crawl to his Lamborghini for 3 long minutes. From one successful project to another, the audience loves creative teams like this one and lets them break industry stereotypes. However, silver screen partnerships are not limited to actor-director collaborations. The story of stockbroker Jordan Belfort, told by director Martin Scorsese and actor Leonardo DiCaprio, was a huge success. The movie, called The Wolf of Wall Street, was nominated for 5 Oscars and 150 other awards, winning 35 of them, including a Golden Globe for DiCaprio's acting. For Scorsese and DiCaprio, it was the 5th joint project. Their collaboration started in 2002 on the set of Gangs of New York and continued throughout the next decade with other box office hits like Aviator, The Departed, and Shutter Island. Scorsese said that he sensed something about Leo's emotional side that interested him. DiCaprio, in turn, was impressed by how the famous director often improvises and discovers something new about human nature. Here's what DiCaprio said about his collaboration with Scorsese at the Producers Guild of America event.
What I love most about working with him is those things that just happen kind of accidentally. And we never really know what we're doing when we go. We prepare immensely for projects, but it's a discovery process with him. He's looking for something in the actors. He's looking for something in the environment that kind of speaks to him. And that ultimately shapes the course of what the plot and what the film is as a whole.
Even though there are dozens of successful actor-director collaborations in Hollywood, joint directing and writing has not been that common. However, people like the Coen brothers managed to break that stereotype when Joel and Ethan Coen teamed up on movies like Fargo, The Big Lebowski, and Burn After Reading. It was hard to tell who did what. Both of them produce, write, and direct films. Here is Joel Coen talking about collaboration with his brother in a recent Q&A session on YouTube.
We work together as a team, but it's a team sport making movies. You know, you work with a huge team of people. Most of them are people that we work with over and over again. So in that respect, working with each other for all these years and working as a team is not something that's at all alien to the process. You find a consensus and you go from the consensus. It's not about arguing or having different points of view necessarily. It's finding the similar point of view.
Coen's collaborative work earned them a cult following. The Big Lebowski fans hold an annual Lebowski Fest in different American cities from Louisville, Kentucky to New York and Las Vegas. The movie's British fans celebrate their own event called The Dude Abides. For thousands of loyal Jeffrey Lebowski followers, it doesn't matter which one of the Coen brothers coined their favorite movie quote. They probably even wouldn't pay much attention to the fact that the editor of each and every Coen's movie, named Roderick James, doesn't exist, because it's the brothers' joint alias. All they care about is the release date of Joel and Ethan's next joint project.